Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, and we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And we're going to welcome back to the program Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we have a story, and we're going to just mention it here because I can neither confirm nor deny it. It's from the Daily Mail, and it says British SAS in dramatic desert raid to save troops from Taliban. Apparently, 20 elite SAS troops were left stranded in the Kandahar province, and the British SAS forces went in with a C-130, landed it somewhere. It was a touch-and-go. Threw everybody in the back of the plane, away they went. So if that's what they did, kudos to them, and a job well done, right?
They did do that. That is, in fact, confirmed.
Okay, good. Because that's the kind of feel-good story you want to hear about.
Well, that's exactly right. But what it also does is it continues to embarrass the United States because we are not doing that.
Right.
We have the ability to do that. The closest we got was rescuing the Americans out of the hotel, you know, two or three blocks from the Kabul airport.
Yep. Yeah, they're scared to death to get out and do anything. Oh, well.
Well, they have to have that approval, and it looks like there's nobody in this White House that will do that.
No, and that's a real shame, isn't it? A real crying freaking shame. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, did you hear about the digital Dunkirk going on in Afghanistan with all the different means?
Yes.
Wasn't that something?
Well, it's not a past tense. It's a current tense.
Yeah, it was been going on a week anyway.
Well, what we're essentially doing, what they call the digital Dunkirk, is you've got veterans that are using or aware of some of the technologies that we have within government, and this one's likely out of government, probably Maxar Technologies, which is a company I've been following for quite some time, although I don't have a subscription to their services, but these guys likely do. And what they're doing is watching Maxar, if they're using Maxar, I imagine they are, they are in fact using satellites to show where Taliban is and isn't, and what is locked down as far as checkpoints go, roads being passable and or not passable, and they're advising all the friendlies, I'm just going to put it that way, whether they're, you know, U.S. or Afghan interpreters or whatever, but
right.
They're advising them on how to and where to go. In some cases, not necessarily just to get to an airport to possibly get out, but to hide themselves from Taliban that has been going door to door. And even if they're not, if when they've gone door to door and somebody's not there, they're marking the building.
Right.
They're marking the building. So it's one been checked or two that they'll come back and take possession of the building, the home.
Yep.
In some cases, they'll burn it and whatever. So, yeah, I mean, you've got an underground railroad, essentially, that's going on in Afghanistan.
And that's good. And it's good that they're doing that because somebody needed to do something.
I mean, yeah.
Good Lord. And, of course, you know, we now know that both Al-Qaeda and ISIS have started to show up on the streets of Afghanistan, and fears that attacks against remaining Americans and allies may soon start because, again, there's been unconfirmed reports that ISIS was going to go after our planes that were taken off and landing.
Well, understand that once they took over Bagram, we had a fairly sizable prison there along with Afghan government, and at this prison were Taliban fighters and Islamic State fighters and Al-Qaeda fighters.
5,000.
And they all don't necessarily like each other, but at this point, we don't really care. They're all the enemy.
Yep.
So I think it was closer to 7,000.
Uh-huh.
But they're back on the battlefield.
Yep, they are.
Including, I might add, including the Taliban that we had imprisoned there and not necessarily here in Gitmo.
Yeah, the ones we let out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And one of them, one of the battlefield commanders was a guy who, in fact, was in Gitmo, and he wound up going right back to the battlefield as a commander.
Correct.
Yep, so there you go. But goodness sakes, you know, when they say these people shouldn't be released, I guess nobody's paying attention, right? Gee whiz. All right, hold that thought. You're going to have to answer on the other side here. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. We're taking a break. We'll be right back. And if you want to opine or ask a question, the number is 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. Meantime, I'm coming right back with more right after these messages.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon is brought to you by TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Remember, education of our youth is always critical, and we've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects was presented and taught was not going to be in line with our values. Now, sadly, we just don't have that problem anymore because nobody knows who's doing what where. And I'll tell you this much, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart's a must. So we welcome to the program Tuggy the Patriot Pup author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, I will tell you that those books are available by going to TuggyThePatriotPup.com, TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren, and they're available locally at the Coastal Market number 607, which is over at 607 South Fort Harrison Avenue in Clearwater. That's Coastal Market 607 here in Clearwater. Now, by the way, an absolute must for the homeschoolers, too, in English and Spanish, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Check it out. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have our favorite caller on the line from Wesley Chapel, and that would be Elliot. Hey, Elliot, what's going on?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. How are you?
Good morning. Good.
All right. Look here, I have I like to make a comment, but I have a quick question for Denise also. America, Britain's Tony Blair said he remembered when he committed British fighters in Afghanistan in 2001. Now, he called Joe Biden an imbecilic. The U.S. made a grave mistake. The jihadists will regroup as a superpower kill strike force. They will consist of Iran fighters, will be led by their president, Raisi. Now, Dr. Death, that's what they call him.
Yep.
ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Taliban, in and around Pakistan, check that out. Fighters, Palestinians, Cubans, Venezuelans, America, whether you understand or not, the threat is real to us. The 14 or 15 Mexican drug cartels that control the southern border, they have merged with their supplier, China. That's right. China is right at our damn back door. Now, the threat alone from Russia and China, General Milley at this grace, along with General Austin and President Biden, went into a deal without several layers of a backup plan. Denise, my question to you this morning is, President Ghani of Afghanistan flew off in the distance to the Arabs of Emeralds, several planes loaded with $169 million. Now, Denise, is that U.S. dollars? This man has been appearing on TV across seas laughing as if he has no regard for Afghanistanian people. Can he be brought up on world charges and prosecuted? Is it U.S. money? Thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right. Go ahead, Denise. You asked a lot there, but we'll try to get to it.
Essentially, yes, it is U.S. money. Mm-hmm. He has been coming to the United States for years, begging and begging and begging for money. I mean, he's walked the halls of Congress. He's hit up the White House and so forth and so on. They need support. So is it U.S. money? Yes, in all intents and purposes. Can he be brought up on charges? He could. Will he be? No. That's a sad answer on this. As far as Tony Blair is concerned, look, you've got the Brits, you got the Germans. In fact, one German said, interestingly enough, this Biden thing with Afghanistan is the biggest debacle since NATO was created.
Yeah.
Think about that one for a second.
Yep.
So there is to be a G7 meeting. I don't know how Biden can go to attend a G7 with a straight face. I don't know how that happens with his tail between his legs. I just don't happen. Because the bottom line is this. We keep talking about a 20-year war in Afghanistan. We now have, because of Islamic State Khorasan, otherwise known as ISK,
yep,
with Haqqani, with Al-Qaeda, with the Taliban, and the Taliban Special Forces, otherwise known as Badr Unit 313, which, by the way, is allegedly guarding the Kabul airport. We've now probably turned the war on terror into a 30-year war.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree. Totally. All we've done is make a bad situation worse. Now
it's official now because of the Taliban. They've for years made all their money off of poppy, but they have actually manifested their narcotics manufacturing going also to cocaine and meth. So now we have a full-blown additional narco state in the Middle East.
Now, we need to change gears a little bit and talk about this horrendous flash flood that happened in Tennessee over the weekend. Over 20 people killed so far, over 20 people missing. Hopefully, they'll be able to find them okay, but doesn't look that way.
I don't know how any place can take the volume of rain that Tennessee took. I mean, I heard, 12 inches in a matter of a couple hours?
Right.
There isn't any place. You know, that's, of course, a higher elevation. But I don't know of any place that can take that kind of volume of water.
No, in New York, by the way, over the weekend with the storm that came in there, they had the highest hourly total of rain they've ever had.
Crazy.
Yep. So the weather is going nuts, and here we are. All right, back to what we were discussing. The hundreds of Gitmo retainees that we know were released.
Detainees
that have been released have, in fact, found their way back to the battlefield. And as you said, we also have this one guy, the commander that was involved in the Bo Bergdahl release, who is back out on the battlefield again. Now, in the future, and I realize that Joe Biden is trying to close Gitmo. We've got, what, 40 people left there or something like that?
39. He released one, so now we're at 39.
All right, so we know he's trying to shut that down, and we know the people we got there are even worse than some of the ones they've already released. Now, the name Khalid Sheikh Mohammed keeps coming up. What are we going to do with him?
Still there.
Is he going to be the bargaining chip that the Taliban will want to give us our people back? Because our people...
He probably already is.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no place to release him to. You have to release them to a country. The one person that Biden just released went to Morocco, okay? So you have to release, but what country is going to take him? So he's never going to go anywhere. He's going to die in Gitmo.
You don't think the Taliban would take him back?
We wouldn't offer him back to the Taliban.
Because that's what I'm hearing, that they're trying to bargain that they're... But go ahead.
Oh, of course. It doesn't mean that we're going to send it back to, you know, Saudi Arabia or Afghanistan or Kuwait or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, other country would take them, like Obama did. So they're gonna go slow if they're not put into neutral, closing Guantanamo here at this point. And I'll tell you why. Because there's going to be more countries that are going to run special operations outside the wire in Afghanistan. And they're going to either kill or capture. Well, if they capture, they've got to do something with these people. And so there's probably some discussions on that very thing now. If we do a capture, you know, a European version of rendition, where are we going to put these people? And Guantanamo is the logical place to go.
Right.
So they're going to have to keep it open. They don't have a choice.
Well, I hope so, but we'll see. Now, should the U.S. back the anti-Taliban resistance after all these missteps in Afghanistan?
Of course. However... there's a slim chance that they'll trust us.
Okay, to be continued. Have yourself a great day, and I will talk to you tomorrow morning. Hi, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. Founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she writes. She's got a couple out there today already, and I'll be back with more right after these messages.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden addressed the nation Sunday afternoon to update the country on the situation in Afghanistan. The president reiterated that U.S. troops would remain in the country until all Americans are evacuated, while also intimating that the August 31st deadline may be extended in order to complete that effort. Biden also again defended his decision to withdraw U.S. forces from Afghanistan, saying that he didn't see continuing the 20-year-old war as being in the country's best interests.
But the bottom line is this, folks. Look, at the end of the day, if we didn't leave Afghanistan now, when do we leave? another 10 years, another 5 years, another year. I'm not about to send your son or your daughter to fight in Afghanistan. I don't see where that is in our overwhelming interest.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at after they get a chance to tell you all about themselves. Find out more by going to the website NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to train you to be an aviation maintenance tech. One of them is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of Tampa Bay in Clearwater. The other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. Now, in either case, you should call them up and ask to take the tour of whichever facility you want to look at. Now, the number is 800-659-2080. The number is 800-659-2080. Call them up. Ask to take the tour. Now, in doing that, you'll be able to talk to some students. You'll be able to talk to some instructors. And you'll be able to talk to the financial people to find out whether or not, number one, if you are a post-9/11 vet, you'll probably have enough benefits left to take care of all of your schooling. Now, if you're a pre-9/11 vet, you may or may not have enough benefits to take care of all your schooling. But if you don't, you can apply for a student loan, a regular student loan, and you'll be in like that. Now, in either case, you have to call them up at 800-659-2080 and take the tour and go from there. Or you can even ask them, give them your pertinent information, and they'll try to answer it for you on the phone. Now, the website is NAA.edu, the phone number 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. Okay, we're going to do something a little different here right now. Normally, you'd hear me talking about military units and all that, but because of the fact we have this unknown in Afghanistan with the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and ISIS, who really are the Taliban? And is there what they're calling a Taliban 2.0? Now, the Taliban, we see, the question is now floating around a fair amount on social media and online. People are also tending to confuse them with Al-Qaeda. But now that the Taliban have taken over Afghanistan at a lightning pace over the last 2 weeks, they just happen to be at the top of the food chain. Now, for a really deep dive into the Taliban, a Pakistani journalist by the name of Ahmad Rashad, not to be confused with a football player, offers an excellent history of the Taliban called Taliban, Militant Islam, Oil and Fundamentalism in Central Asia. And this is probably the most authoritative English language profile of them that you'll find anywhere. Now, in Pashto, the word Taliban means seekers or students. Pashto, of course, is the language spoken by the Pashtuns, the largest ethnic and tribal group in Afghanistan. The Pashtuns make up 48% of the population. They're of Iranian-Persian descent, and they're also the second largest ethnic group in Pakistan, where there's 60 to 70 million Pakistans in the region between Afghanistan, Pakistan, and the other stands up north of there. Now, this adds to the division and rivalry between the Taliban and other ethnic tribes in the region. And by comparison, there's only 60 to 70,000 Taliban fighters in Afghanistan right now. But this is going to change after their tremendous victory that's being touted in the terror world. And they're going to suddenly grow in ranks very quickly. Watch and see. Now, what the Taliban is seeking is an Islamic emirate or a government based on Islam. Yet their interpretation of Islam is a strict and extreme one. For example, you steal, they cut your hand off. If you're a woman and you commit adultery, they stone you to death. If you're a woman and you go out there without a veil on and this, that, and the other, they beat you. Now, with the intent of establishing a strict form of Islamic law called Sharia, the Taliban have gained notoriety over the course of 25 years for their brutality and application of Sharia. Amongst other things, the Taliban don't believe in art. Too much free speech, democratic process, non-approved music, women or girls' education, and so on. And if women are out in public, they require that they be covered from head to toe. Now, the punishments are severe, brutal, and without much due process. They just merely go after you. And if they want, if you're doing something wrong and they want to beat you up in the middle of the street, guess what? You're going to get beat up. Now, according to many reports, executions and kidnappings of women for sex slavery or forced marriages have been taking place, and female journalists are being hunted down in house-to-house searches right now. They will be killed if they can be caught. And the whole world is watching Kabul, so the Taliban have an incentive to rein in on their brutal tendencies there, but as a result of the image, may appear less vicious than in the past. Nevertheless, a few days into their conquest of the capital, and things already seem to be changing as protesters are being killed and checkpoints are preventing people from getting to the Hamid Karzai International Airport. Former soldiers, interpreters, and the government leaders are being hunted and killed all across the country. So the Taliban are clearly not a new and reformed group willing to be more moderate, despite what some believe, nor are they peaceful, as a CNN reporter stated during a takeover of Kabul. They're the same as they were before and maybe even worse. Now, nevertheless, the Taliban has evolved, not the direction we would want them, though. They've had 20 years to learn to change and adapt. They now have the benefit of 2 decades of U.S. investment in infrastructure and roads, waterworks, cellular networks, and now they have social media smartphones, thus it's easier support from similar groups than that all over the world, and probably even from Qatar, as well as all the way to Pakistan with the phone service. Now, importantly, they now also have American weapons. Now, the Taliban has learned from their past weaknesses and shortcomings and their inability to govern and administer the country, because for 20 years, they've fought and become emboldened, never giving up their cause or their will to win. Rather than softening in their resolve or becoming more moderate, the opposite has probably happened. One of the main reasons the Taliban advanced on the Afghan National Army so quickly was their will to win. They wanted to win. The Afghan army didn't want any part of it. So they ran. Now, perhaps we would call this evolution the Taliban 2.0. But make no mistake, the Taliban are not kinder and gentler compared to the generation ago. Instead, they are more sophisticated and determined, and this makes them more dangerous. Now, we know they never intended to meet any agreement struck with the United States, and this, of course, is a problem, but they still work with and harbor other international jihadist fighters and extremist groups, even though they say otherwise. Not only does the Taliban still work and welcome the Al-Qaeda fighters, but many others too. Chinese, Chechen, Pakistani, Uzbek, Tajik, and Indian Muslim extremists still work directly with them on a regular basis. Not to forget about ISIS. Now, these groups all share common goals. Any statement by the Taliban that they will not allow other than jihadist groups' residents in Afghanistan is simply an outright lie. Now you know the rest of the story. The Taliban never changed a bit. And I'll be right back with Chris Markowski. We'll see how much rain he's got up his way. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. PillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Roger P. Shulman, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and we all know who that voice is, Roger P. Shulman, our legendary news director here at my flagship station. We thank him for doing that. By the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and 345-horsepower engine comes standard, plus some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And don't forget, your Moss Acura always comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is here with us. First question to you is, how much rain did you get?
A lot. It's good weather for ducks, as they say, right?
Yes. So, but it didn't affect you. You're okay. No flooding.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know if anybody getting losing power on Long Island. It went off the eastern tip of Long Island. It wasn't even really that windy here, so it wasn't bad at all.
Okay, good. Well, you got lucky because they've had a lot of damage along the line up there in Rhode Island, over into Connecticut, and then there's a lot of rain falling still and flooding in New York. Now, the Surgeon General of the United States, Dr. Vivek Murthy, argued Sunday that the United States has a responsibility to both vaccinate everyone in the U.S. and boost the vaccination supply around the world to the countries that need to have the vaccine.
Well, we've been offering a lot of vaccines from all around the world, and ours are obviously much better than the ones that the Chinese have been providing. I don't know of anyone here in the United States that, you know, wants to get a vaccine that cannot get a vaccine. So it's almost becoming silly. It's like, if you want it, you can go out and get it. So the voting rights people out there, there are people who can't vote. No, if you want a vaccine, get a vaccine. So it's available. I don't understand what the problem is.
Now, I don't either. Now, Mr. Putin has said that he has no intention of taking any Afghan refugees, but I think I know why based on this headline. Reeling from inflation, Russia's Putin plans one-off payments to military and retirees. He's going to pay them one time for the whole year.
That's interesting. This is for his own? I'm confused, man. I'm sorry.
His army.
They're going to just get once a year payment? That's it?
That's you. That's it. Plus the retirees, too, with their pension. They're going to get once a year payment, period. That's it. End of story.
Well, that'll simplify things as far as paperwork is concerned, but hopefully people are smart enough to save their money. Be able to, well, listen, I could do it. I don't know if as many others can. You got to definitely be disciplined over the course of the year. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm. Now, Larry Kudlow, by the way, has chimed in about Afghanistan. He said that Afghanistan could severely cloud the talks of any economic reform. I tend to agree with him big time on that one.
I don't know what, I mean, from what I'm hearing right now, I think a lot of this, the president's agenda in regards to spending is bogged down in Congress. They did have a September 15th date that they wanted to get their numbers in. I don't think that they're going to make that.
No.
It's obviously going to push to much, much later in the year. It's going to be difficult for them at this point in time to obviously push through anything based upon what's transpiring.
And when does the economic year end?
Well, the fiscal year is ends at the end of September.
Right.
It's October through.
Right. So they'll be running on a CR again, won't they?
Well, listen, you know, September is the last week of September in particular is one of the worst weeks of the year for the American taxpayer because of the baseline budgeting that the government does. They have to spend every dime that they have for their budget by that point in time. And what we see is tons and tons and tons of waste every year because everybody's got to zero out their books rather than be to save money and put money away and save money for the taxpayers, they spend it all.
Now, there's some major money for some investors in Pfizer today to be made because it looks like the FDA today, Monday, aims to give full approval to the Pfizer vaccine.
Yeah, I saw that. Again, it's full. None of the vaccines have gotten full FDA approval. They got emergency approval. Pfizer would be the first one gets done. I didn't have the Pfizer vaccine. I had the Moderna vaccine. I think the next step vaccines are going to be, they've been talking about booster shots and also about trying to make it available for kids under the ages of 12. We'll see when that happens.
Well, they're all talking about booster shots. Doesn't matter what vaccine you got.
Yeah. I don't know. Is it Johnson & Johnson that's talking about a booster too?
Yes, they are.
Yep, the one shot deal, yeah.
Yep.
We shall see.
Yeah. Now, yeah, we shall see is correct. And by the way, I still say to this date, even though the effectiveness that I saw, the last poll I saw, said that Pfizer's effectiveness was about 46%, where Moderna was around 76%.
Yes, for the Delta variant. I saw that too, that same study.
Mm-hmm. So don't know about that. All right. Now, here's some other good news. A new poll says the COVID anxiety rising amidst the Delta surge is getting better, not worse.
I think people are starting to recognize that, in my opinion, I think that this is, it's a problem and it's here today and we're going to be having this in the future. But if you take a look at some of the numbers at other countries, whether it be India, who had the Delta variant really bad, or the UK, there's not so much of a curve there. It's kind of a spike. And then it comes back down. And many people are saying that, the Delta variant will spike and it will come back down.
Mm. We still can't get T-Mobile out of the news because T-Mobile
is investigating the claim that the personal data of more than 100 million customers has been breached. They're trying to figure out how substantial that is and if it's even more than that number.
Again, you know, we talked about this, Matt. You know, this is going to happen. Inevitably, this is going to happen to people. Your information is going to get stolen, some sort of hack. We all kind of get the feeling that, you know, we're kind of being followed around all the time with our smartphones in our pockets. You know, we're talking about something, all of a sudden you get an ad, hit with it. You just got to, you know, protect yourself or not volunteer information to other sites and whatnot, because that stuff can be used to fully open up one of your bank accounts somewhere. So you got to be careful and change your passwords from time to time.
Now, luxury item sales are expected to increase this year by some 13% because it looks like people are getting a little bit more confidence in the economy and getting a little more bucks in their wallet.
We'll see. I mean, the numbers were up actually the earlier part Christmas this year too when it came to luxury items. Maybe, you know, it's spending habits are starting to change to some degree because, you know, there's not as many options. The mall's shutting down in stores that, you know, when people go out, they want to treat themselves to something nicer. So who knows?
Have you got your electric car yet?
No, I do not.
Well, GM is recalling 73,000 Bolt EVs at a cost of $1 billion.
Yeah, there's a lot of recalls when it comes to these electric vehicles, and that's, you know, somewhat worrisome, and it's obviously costing these companies some money, but I think a lot of the automakers right now are just waiting for government largesse. They're just waiting for more subsidies and handouts for people to buy their cars, and that's why they're kind of pushing in that direction. But the government has their mind that they want to electrify the country, that's for sure.
Yeah, and Disney touted their $125 million they made in the online revenue from the movie Black Widow.
I don't know. Well, I don't know what they ended up profiting overall, because that movie in itself is marred in a lawsuit with the major actress in that movie. None too happy that the movie was released online at the same time it was released in the theaters, and felt that her compensation was based upon the amount of money that was made at the theaters, not the streaming.
Right.
So that's an ongoing fight that's taking place right now.
Yeah, I don't know what that money represents, if that means that's part of the lawsuit or what the deal is, but that sounds that doesn't sound all that high to me, does it, you?
No, it's for a profit? Some of these movies, they spend a ton on marketing, you should say. I don't know.
All righty, we will talk to you tomorrow morning, so stay dry up there if you can.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. We'll be right back with Frank Silvato. Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.